So thanks again for joining us. We have a pretty serious weather situation developing. Hopefully you've been keeping up and paying attention with our messaging. Really not a lot has changed. We have a few differences we're seeing in our latest model suite, but just to start off for tonight, this is a potentially significant and damaging wind event with tornadoes possible, and we are looking at a rare and unique and dangerous setup. All hazard types are in play tonight, but damaging winds, very strong damaging winds, upwards of 70 to 80 miles per hour, and tornadoes are the most likely threats. All of central Indiana, as you can see, has now been placed under the enhanced area of severe thunderstorms by the Storm Prediction Center. So this is basically a level 3 out of 5 risk, with 5 being the most intense. You can see there across southern Illinois and the very southwest tip of Indiana, the level 4 or moderate risk does get up into that area. What this means for central Indiana is numerous severe thunderstorms are possible and a few tornadoes. And the tornadoes do have the potential to be strong and long-lived. It's a little conditional this far north. A little better chances for that down there towards that moderate risk. But given the amount of wind shear that we're looking at for this time of year, we cannot rule that out. So we're very concerned for that potential overnight. We expect these thunderstorms to develop this evening as early as 8 or 9 p.m. That's a little bit of a change from the earlier briefings. Some of the model guidance wants to get these storms going in the evening. We're not quite sure how severe those would be early on, but again, with the amount of wind shear, any storm that gets going this evening does have that potential to become severe. We believe the highest risk for the most intense storms and tornadoes are going to be between about 10 p.m. and 4 a.m. overnight. So that, again, is what makes this a particularly dangerous situation, as most people will be asleep. And we really want to get the word out that people have multiple means of getting warnings overnight. And our storm motions are going to be very fast. We're looking at 55 to 65 miles per hour for storm motions. That, again, is another contributing factor to this event, in that there may not be a lot of time between the warning and the storms hitting. We're going to do our best, obviously, to get as much lead time as possible, but these storms could intensify very rapidly, and moving at that speed also increases the damaging wind threat. So again, all hazards are in play for central Indiana. The damaging wind gusts, as I mentioned, could be upwards of 70 to 80 miles per hour, even potentially up to 90 with the most intense storms. A strong tornado or two cannot be ruled out, as I mentioned. There is a little bit of a concern for localized flooding, but with those fast storm motions, that is probably one of the more minimal threats. But in an area where storms develop this evening and we get multiple storms over the same areas, that's that's where we could be looking for that threat. So the tornado potential, as you can see, is sort of in the middle of the spectrum there. It's conditional on getting these storms to tap in to the instability, what allows those updrafts to develop and rise quickly. Not too concerned about hail. Wind is definitely our most concern towards the high end there. And then again, flooding in those localized areas. So our big messaging, what we're trying to get the word out, is because of the overnight timing, people need to have multiple methods to get warnings. So we're asking that you please help us spread the word. For people to, hopefully they have an all hazards NOAA weather radio that is in working order, fresh batteries, and programmed to alert. Cell phones, make sure they're charged this evening before the storms begin. We wanna make sure they are not on do not disturb or vibrate, so there is an audible component. Make sure the volume is turned up, and make sure that they are set to receive the wireless emergency alerts. We know some people have turned those off, and we're hoping that they will still have them on for this event.